WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Friday to you. Happy Fun Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. It is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And D's Hot Dogs celebrating their 40th anniversary with some big events happening this weekend. We are going to talk with you about some of that today. We are going to talk to you about some of the other things happening around the city. We're going to talk to you about some of the news that's going on. We'll play some Kiss in honor of the passing of Ace Frehley. We'll play some Ace Frehley in honor of the passing of Ace Frehley. So very sad news about that yesterday. And, it was kind of one of those things where people didn't want to believe it. They weren't sure if it was just one of these AI-generated fake news stories. But then it did become confirmed. So, but we have this group catharsis to kind of talk about it, because I know there's a lot of Kiss fans out there. But we can also talk about some of the big news stories of the day. So there was a candidate forum. I obviously did not get to attend that, but we can certainly talk about what went down. And if you want to read a good comprehensive We can talk about this horrific story that came out of Swansea. I don't know if you had a chance to hear about that. I don't know if Mike got it in the news. I was actually out of the studio during the news. But a staff member died after an altercation with a student at a school in Swansea. So this is Meadow Ridge Academy. And it is described as a residential therapeutic school for youth and young adults. And according to the school's website, it offers comprehensive treatment to adolescent males and females with mental health issues, behavioral difficulties, and complex trauma histories through the use of individualized care and strength-based trauma-informed treatment. So basically, kids who have, had troubled lives or who have trouble kind of being part of a regular classroom and societal environment. If you remember, there was a story a while back where there was a young man who had run away from this school and the police were searching for him. And apparently, on Wednesday, there was a 14-year-old student, female student, who was trying to leave the dorm without permission. And when the staff members tried to stop her, things turned violent. She ended up kicking 53-year-old Amy Morrell in the chest. And then Morrell passed out. They took her to the hospital, and while she's in the hospital, they arraigned this 14-year-old girl. She was arraigned on charges of assault and battery with causing serious bodily injury. And that happened yesterday morning. But yesterday afternoon, after that arraignment, Morrell passed away as a result of her injuries. So the DA's office did not say last night, with the information they provided, if they plan on additional charges against this juvenile. Because I would think if they wanted to, they could make a case for manslaughter charges. But again, no word from them last night. And they said the investigation is active and ongoing. So they didn't say if additional charges were expected or might be filed. So we'll just have to see where the investigation leads. But I mean, I can tell you that those kind of altercations, we can call them, those happen frequently in these types of environments. And it's just something that comes with the territory of having emotionally disturbed, emotionally vulnerable kids who are, you know, not used to a caring, nurturing environment. And so don't understand when staff members have their best interests at heart. And I'm sure there's some times when staff members, you know, don't understand necessarily what those kids are going through and they don't have the patience that's required. I'm sure that can happen from time to time too. But, I mean, I remember when my ex-wife was a teacher, she had been a special needs teacher at a school that was basically like an hour and a half drive away every day, but she loved the job. And so she was, you know, happy to make that commute every day. But then it did get to be a little bit too much. So she took a job closer to home at a school for adolescent girls in, you know, with criminal histories and who have emotional issues and behavioral issues. And so she was working there and she liked that job as well. And then when she became pregnant with our son, there was a girl that decided to try to attack her and punch her in the stomach. And so we just decided it was better for her to not work there anymore. It was too much of a risk. And that was 22 years ago. So these schools do have issues where there are altercations, where there are physical moments. But I mean, obviously, I don't think it was the intent of the juvenile to kill the person. But all we know now, it just takes hitting people. You know, we've learned over the years, just takes hitting people at the right moment. And you could make their heart stop. You could severely damage them. You know, you could punch someone in the head in the wrong way and leave them with permanent brain damage. You just thought you were just, you know, taking a regular punch. You just thought you were taking a swing at them. You had no intention of actually, you know, harming them to that degree. But again, it's not about intent, it's about the action. So we'll see if there are further charges. The DA's office, I'm sure, will let us know. 508-996-0500. Also, later on today, we're going to be joined in the 8 o'clock hour by Oliver Robbins. He played Robbie in Poltergeist 1 and 2. He's coming to New Bedford tonight. He is going to be at the Horror Family LLC from 6 to 8, signing copies of his new children's book, along with his co-author and the illustrator of the book. They're all going to be here, I believe, with us at 8 o'clock to talk about that book. They're in Salem this afternoon, and then they're driving from Salem to New Bedford. They're going to New York tomorrow, so they're going to have a little stop over here and meet all the fans here at the Horror Family, sign books, take photos. You know, bring your Poltergeist DVDs, get those signed. And then when you're done with that, you can walk on over to Kojo's Toy World and you can meet Danhausen, the AEW wrestling superstar who is very nice and very evil. So you can meet him. He's going to be at Kojo Story World, I believe, starting at 7. And then before all that, you can stop by D's Hot Dogs, our Fun Friday sponsor. Because as I mentioned, it is their 40th anniversary. And as part of that, they've got a whole weekend planned. And we're going to talk more about that throughout the course of the morning. But you want to make plans for tonight from 5 to 8 for teenies and weenies. And then tomorrow for a fun-filled family day. Frankly, family-filled day. That's what they're calling it. Frankly, family-filled day. I knew I was going to mess that up. But it's going to be a free event with all kinds of great things. So we'll have more details on that coming up. Also, today is the final day, the very last day, to make that money talk. Because we've got our last 10 cash codes, our last 10 opportunities for you to win $1,000 is today. So you'll get your first code at 8 a.m. You'll get one every hour. But then after today, you're going to have to wait until the next time we do it. So if you've got those bills piling up and you could use that $1,000, you better be listening all day long. And that's brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. So again, first code at 8, one code every hour through the 5 o'clock hour. So then once you get your last code, then you can head on over to D's. Do your teenies and weenies. Then you can head on over to the Horror Family. Meet Oliver Robbins and head over to Kojo's. Meet Danhausen, or you can just go to the Freetown Police Department. Not because you're in trouble. But you can go to the Freetown Police Department and go to their community room. And at 7 p.m., I'm going to be talking about the Bridgewater Triangle. And when the library asked me if I wanted to come and speak, that's all they said was, we just want you to come and talk about the Bridgewater Triangle. And I didn't realize, I didn't ask. I didn't realize until this morning that I didn't ask. Do you want the same presentation that I did last year on the Bridgewater Triangle? Goes to the Bridgewater Triangle. So I'm going to find out for sure. But I think what I'm going to do is either way, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. And I'm going to bring in some of my fake lore in the paranormal discussion. Because that applies to some of the legends of the Bridgewater Triangle. And I will have the clips of what happened to us at the Wamsutta Club. So some new stuff there, even if you've seen the presentation before. But as I always say, if you've seen the presentation before and you've heard all those jokes before, then you know when to laugh. And I need the laughs. Makes me feel better. All right. I got to take my first break in the morning here. Let me do that. We'll be back in a few moments.
More. As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as
a reckon. Welcome back in. That, of course, is Sting. And we will be going into the newsroom in just a moment. Before we do, I want to mention to all the men out there that we are, you know, we're here. And we hear you. We know that there's things that you're going through that society tells you you really can't be open about, right? They tell, oh, yeah, come on, toughen up. Keep that to yourself. Just keep plowing through and keep doing what you got to do. But that feeling can only just keep increasing if you don't do something about it. And just as much as your mental health is important, so is your physical and sexual health. And the Ultimate Men's Clinic can help you with that, because that's really going to make you feel, hey, listen, I don't know how it all works. I don't know why we get that way. But if you are feeling inadequate in that sense, it just carries through for everything. And it's actually easy to fix some of that, because the Ultimate Men's Clinic has treatments for just about all the problems that you can think of. And even some that you didn't even realize were a problem. You just always thought, I thought that's the way that it was. Thought I was born that way. Well, check out theultimatemensclinic.com, theultimatemensclinic.com, or their other website, largernewbedford.com, and see the different things that they can offer and the before and after photos they can show you, and you'll realize, oh, maybe I don't have to feel like this. Because I know you didn't talk about it with anybody else. You certainly didn't bring it up to your regular doctor, your primary care physician. You're not going to sit down and talk about all these problems you're having with your performance. But you can talk about it with Dr. Jack and his team, because this is what they do. This is what they specialize in, what they focus on, and they know all the latest treatments. They know all the latest techniques. 508-505-9100 is the number. 508-505-9100, or visit them online at theultimatemensclinic.com or largernewbedford.com. Right now, though, we're going to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
A teen charged with an Amber Alert hoax in Florida. Hundreds evacuated after flooding in Alaska, and dolphins showing signs of Alzheimer's disease.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A Florida teen is facing charges after allegedly faking his own abduction and triggering an Amber Alert. Deputies say the 17-year-old staged a shooting, damaged his phone, and fled on a bicycle with camping gear. He was later found with a handgun and self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the leg. The teen is now charged with presenting false evidence, making a false police report, as well as illegal possession of a firearm. A large collection of stolen ballots was found in a homeless encampment. Phil Hewlett says the ballots were never cast.
The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office says 99 ballots were found among other mail items that were discovered during an encampment cleanup. The ballots were voided and new ballots are being sent to the affected voters. The encampment was empty at the time, so no arrests were made. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Federal networks are being targeted by hackers. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency issued a statement explaining that government networks have become the target of an unidentified nation-state cyber threat actor that's trying to exploit vulnerabilities in products made by the cybersecurity company F5. Measles cases continue to rise across the U.S.
Cases are at a record high in the United States. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention says there have been an average of 27 new cases each week since the end of August. So far this year, the CDC says there have been 44 outbreaks. There were just 16 all of last year. The annual total is now above 1,500, the highest since measles was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000. I'm Jim Roop.
People might actually reach their mental and emotional peak around age 60. That's according to new research that finds that while physical strength declines after the mid-20s, intelligence, personality, emotional intelligence, and decision-making continue improving, reaching a peak around 60. The findings were published in the journal Intelligence. Passengers on one airline will soon have to pay more if they want to recline their seat. Emily Ikeda reports that WestJet which serves 19 U.S. states as well as Washington, D.C., will make that change as it refurbishes plane cabins.
The Canadian airline says fixed recline will help preserve personal space. Adding in a statement, our refreshed cabin caters to our guests' diverse preferences, whether they opt for premium seating with extra amenities and legroom or for more affordable ticket prices with less space.
Industry observers say other airlines will likely be watching, and if the strategy is successful, it could lead to other carriers adopting that. Some dolphins are showing signs of Alzheimer's-like disease.
Studies of the brains of Indian River Lagoon dolphins that died during algae blooms had more toxins and neurodegeneration than those that beached in non-bloom seasons.
Dolphins are basically sentinels for what's in our environment.
University of Miami neurotoxicologist Dr. David Davis says the toxins target certain brain cells.
Those parts that it targeted in a dolphin are similar to those in humans. So we do know if humans are exposed to this toxin, they may respond the same way. But that's going to take a little more research.
And knowing the long-term effects of these toxins, he believes we should take seriously any posted warning about algae blooms. Eric Rodriguez, Miami.
Founding member of KISS, Ace Frehley, is dead at the age of 74. His death was confirmed in a statement from his family. Frehley was the lead guitarist for the band and an occasional lead vocalist. TMZ reported his family was considering taking him off life support earlier in the day. Yesterday, Frehley suffered a brain bleed from a fall he took at his studio a few weeks ago. The Black Phone 2 is looking to scare up millions at the box office this weekend. The sequel, starring Ethan Hawke as a serial killer called The Grabber, is looking to make $23 to $29 million in its debut weekend. The first Black Phone debuted with $23 million in 2021. Meanwhile, Good Fortune, starring Keanu Reeves, is eyeing $6 to $8 million in its first week.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Bruins fell to the Golden Knights in Vegas last night, 6-5. Bees have the night off. They go to Colorado tomorrow to take on the Avalanche at 9 p.m.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Well, very nice weather over the next several days. Sunshine today, still breezy, but at least it's dry. High temperature around 61. Clear skies tonight, less wind. 50s in the evening, dropping down to 40 during the overnight. Beautiful this weekend. Sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, around 63 Saturday. Milder on Sunday at 65. We'll bring in some gusty wind and scattered showers and a few downpours by Monday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And normally I play that on Thursday since, you know, they mentioned Thursday at the beginning of the song, but played it today. So, and it is Fun Friday. We will have our Fun Friday question coming up. I'm trying to think of something, you know, related for Dee's 40th anniversary. I know we talked before about favorite hot dog toppings, but I think a fun one might be that we could have something more related to 40 years ago. Right? Well, something related to 1985. Hard to believe 1985 was 40 years ago. And, you know, when I put together the Gen X files, we'll have today's edition coming up in the next hour. But when I put that together each day for the following day, and I'm typing in, like, these celebrity birthdays, and I'll type something, I'm like, this person was born in 1982, and then I'm like, So that's what I do. I get a list, and it gives me a list of the celebrities whose birthday it is and what year they were born. And then I got to figure out, like, what number that equates to. And so I'll say that they were born in 1985, and then I'm like, and they're 40. What? Wait, hold on. Somebody born in 1985 is 40? But, yeah, my sister just turned 40 this year. She was born in July of 1985 on the couch at home, while all the kids were home from school. So, and she was the fifth one, so all four kids were there. But that's the shock of doing that, is realizing, like, wait a minute, they're that old? And then sometimes, you know, you get this list of people, and that being their birthday, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to put this person in. And then you go and you look to see how old they are. And it's like, well, they died 94. Like, what? Huh? I didn't know that. And speaking of famous people who passed away, of course, Ace Frehley passed away. Now, two of the original members of Kiss have passed away. And I don't even know what's going on with Kiss, the band. You know, they retire, they were done, but now they're doing a cruise. They're going to perform on the cruise. But I can tell you, if you are a fan of 80s Kiss, when they took the makeup off, Chris Jericho, the professional wrestler, podcaster, actor, Bridgewater Triangle enthusiast, he is coming to New Bedford in December to the Vault with his band Quarantine, with a K, Quarantine, which was a band that he started, you know, in 2020 when we were in quarantine. And he was just kind of messing around with some friends, and they became a cover band that plays 80s Kiss after, you know, post-makeup Kiss. And they're going to be coming to New Bedford in December at the Vault. I believe tickets are still available. I don't think it's sold out yet, but you can check the Vault website to find out more. And of course, our own local hard rock or metal band, All Sinners, they had the chance to play with Ace Frehley a number of times, and they posted some nice tributes on their social medias. So, and I know a number of folks went to see him in Plymouth. He's performed there a couple of times. I thought that they had a show coming up too, relatively soon, either in Plymouth or somewhere in the area, but unfortunately, Ace Frehley has passed away. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break here and we'll return in a few moments.
Every year, more than 240,000 Hispanics attempt to end their own lives in the United States. In 2020 alone, more than 4,500 Hispanic men and women died by suicide in this country, according to the CDC. Among Latino youth, one in six high school students had serious thoughts of suicide. But it's not all bad news. Our culture, rich in family and community connections, can help prevent suicide. The CDC recommends some relief measures, such as reducing access to lethal means among people at risk for suicide and engaging them in shared activities. The good news is that there is help at your fingertips. If you or someone you know needs help now, call or text 988. Find free available resources at wearelatinx.com. This message brought to you by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so.
Well, broken wings are bad enough, but what if you have a broken septic system? Then who are you going to call? You can't call Mr. Mister. All they can do is sing about it. But you can call Bass Ready, because Bass Ready consistently delivers kindness, professionalism, patience, and going above and beyond. It's been family-owned since 1974, and they offer same-day service to help you out through stressful situations. Their slogan is, we may not be your first call, but we'll always be your last. And I'm here just to tell you, make them your first call. Don't even mess around with anybody else. Because at Bass Ready Router, they know you're not just calling for service. They know that you're calling for peace of mind. And with over 700 five-star Google reviews, that's what comes through more than anything, is how simple and easy and stress-free Bass Ready can make an already stressful situation. So if you do have some issues going on with your septic system or any other emergency issues, or maybe you just want to get it checked out ahead of time to make sure there aren't any issues. You know, there's nothing worse than having your septic system break down in the wintertime when the ground is frozen and it makes everything harder. Have them take a look at it now. And you can set it all up by giving them a call, 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012, or go to their website, bassready.com. B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, bassready.com. All right. We are going to jump into our Fun Friday question. I'm narrowing it down to how I'm going to phrase it, and then we'll be also telling you about some of the different Fun Friday events at D's Hot Dogs. That's going to be happening today and tomorrow. So they're having tomorrow. Well, today is an event that's kind of more geared toward the grownups. You know, they're calling it teenies and weenies. And so from 5 to 8 tonight, it's going to be a night of nostalgia as they, as Dee puts it, take time to catch up and relish the 40 years they've been in business. And you can help them celebrate this unbelievable milestone with small bites, a cash bar, a DJ, and plenty of memories to share. And they're going to have their memory wall. They want you to come and sign the memory wall. Tomorrow, it's going to be geared toward the entire family. And tomorrow's events are all free. From 12 to 3, they're going to have face painting by Silly Faces by Sarah. At 3 o'clock, there's going to be birthday cake for everybody. And from 4 to 6 p.m., they're going to have a petting zoo from Blazing Saddles. So you can come down and take part in all of that. And Dee was telling me yesterday they're shutting down the street for all of this. So this is going to be a big deal. And so there'll be room for you. Go on down to Dee's Hot Dogs today from 5 to 8 for teenies and weenies. And tomorrow, starting at 12, for their frankly, family-filled day. I'm going to stop by there tonight on my way to Freetown. I think I'm going to try and go to Dee's and then go from Dee's to the Haar family to meet Oliver Robbins again. And then I just want to get a signed copy of his book. It's a children's book, but I still think it'd be cool to have. And then from there, I'm going to go to the Freetown police station so I can speak at the Freetown Police Community Room and you can come out to that too. Or maybe you want to go meet Danhausen at Kojo's Toy World. It's a very busy day here in New Bedford and on the South Coast. And speaking of busy, I got to get to my next commercial break. We'll be back in a few moments. All right. Well, I don't need one more night, but I do need one more break because we're going to go to the news. When we come back on the other side, we can talk with you, 508-996-0500.